Blog Talk Radio. Hi, hey. Today is January the 22nd, and it is Friday. My. We have made it through the week. Amen. With the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And I want to do a quick shout out to Pastor Parker, Sister D, Brother Jaw. I also want to put a prayer request in for my friend, all my friends that I just mentioned, plus one especially, LaShonda. Amen. Right now, they're going through a difficult situation right now with one of their loved ones, and I just pray that God will keep her strong and keep her in her faith with all that is going on with her at this time. LaShonda, God bless you, and I'm praying for you, and I'm praying that God uplifts you even more and strengthens you more at your time right now. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. My topic today, insecurity. And I'm going to get right on through this right now. I put two scriptures, Philippians 4:6-9, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Ephesians 6:11-20, it says, put on your full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me that whenever I speak words may be given me so that I will fiercely make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am the ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fiercely as I should. Those are the two scriptures, Philippians 4:6-9 and Ephesians 6:11-20, coming from the NIV version. What does God or the Bible has to say about insecurity? Well, insecure is a lack of confidence and trust, whether it's in ourselves or someone else. There are many causes of insecurity, but chief among them is our failure to fully trust God. If we know God is with us, why do we experience feelings of insecurity, doubts, and fear? Why does God seem so far away? In Satan's arsenal, one of the biggest weapons is doubt. Satan loves for us to question who we are and how we measure up. He wants us to feel insecure over the meaning and purpose of our lives, where we're going to, and where we're going and how we get there. Another cause of feeling of insecurity is reliance on wealth and possessions instead of God. The world encourage us to strive to be number one and promote the adage, he with the most toys win. Doesn't work like that. If we don't have the latest iPhone or the fastest car or the biggest house or the largest paycheck, we are failures. That's not so. Yet the Bible teaches us not to set our hopes on earthly riches, but on God. As for the rich, in this present age, charge them not to be haughty nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Many times, insecurity takes form of worry about the future. Jesus was emphatic when he said, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things would be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Worries and fears about the future are rooted in doubt of God's provision. This breeds strong feelings of insecurity and a lack of peace, resulting in fear and depression. When we doubt God, Satan wins. So do not give Satan that win. Insecurity may also result from being preoccupied with things of the world. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Security is not to be found in this world, people, things, or institutions, including government institutions. Some people become obsessed with having the right leaders in government, the right laws, the right policies. When the government is in the wrong hands, they contend the nation is doomed. However, the Bible teaches us that God is in control and his sovereignty extends to government leaders. While we should practice good citizenship and vote our conscience, we must also recognize that government policy cannot save us. Only God can do that. And you can back that up with Isaiah 33:22 and Psalms 143:6 and Jeremiah 17:5-6. Amen. Other places, their trust in their pastor or other church leader. However, man can and will let us down. Only Christ is the sure foundation. Often the reason of our insecurities is the undue preoccupation with our own selves, and it's all about me mentality. The Bible warns us about self-assertion and pride. God's work will be done, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says Lord Almighty. The security comes when you recognize that God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. When struggling with feelings of insecurity, never forget God's promise. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust you. I'm Evangelist Faye, and that is my word for Friday. Have a peaceful and wonderful weekend. God bless you, Almighty God. Let him be with you and all. And keep safe, social distance, keep your mask on, sanitize. Even though the vaccines are being given, please continue to follow the protocols of precautions and being safe during this epidemic. Again, I love you. God love you. And I'll see you again on Monday. Amen. Amen. God bless you.